Hello there, and welcome to an extra special episode of the Natalie and
Dennis
Show podcast.
Happy Friday.
Coming at you every
Friday
at
4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, that's a sub, guys.
English is hard.
You got it. Happy Friday, everyone. Today's a really special episode because last minute we were like, oh my gosh, August is my 10-year YouTube anniversary. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? 10 years. So today we're going to be reacting to old videos that some of you might have known that you hold close to your heart. Because I know a lot of comments that I get on TikTok are like, your videos, like I remember them when I was younger. You're my childhood. So we'll see how much we cringe in these.
Well, you just turned 30.
I did.
And we celebrated it in the last episode. We got a lot of really beautiful
love.
Comments
Thank
in there,
you.
A lot of love and all of the content that we've been doing around it. But we actually started creating content when you were 17.
Nuh-uh.
17, 18?
No,
wait, no, we
20.
Dated 17, 18. You started 20.
I was 20.
So it's 10 years,
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
said.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to see also like the difference between us now versus the us that were, you know, creating content back then.
And like where you were, because you remember things like where was I in that time? What was I thinking? What were the trends? So I want to get into it. How was our hair? I don't know. Like I haven't looked at these videos in literally since I post them. So.
Well, I mean, before we start, how was your week, Natalie? I want to start slow. I want to ease us into these.
All right. So Dennis surprised me with a trip to Japan. I'm so excited.
Let me put this on.
I'm really excited. It's going to be fun. Yeah, so that's my 30th birthday gift. I've been wanting to go to Japan for a very long time. What else is new? I want to get back into rock climbing.
Are we going to vlog the trip to Japan?
I would love to vlog it. Yeah, why not?
So we're going in May.
Yeah, don't say when. But like you said May, but don't say when.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
I'm
when.
Just sure.
Well, whatever. If you're looking into checking out those kinds of vlogs.
Yeah, I'll post it on TikTok, vlog, Instagram. Like, for sure, we're getting Japan content. I have to start practicing my Nihongo.
We're considering going rock climbing on Saturday.
Excited for you guys. You guys have to vlog in it.
I know.
And there's also rock climbing in Japan. So
Japan is known for its rock climbing.
So we have 2 months.
Yeah.
Imagine the roots in Japan.
We might have to pack you in our suitcase.
We have 2 months to get back into rock climbing form.
Oh,
so
shoot,
that when we get
right.
to Japan, we can rock climb.
And 2 months to learn a little bit of Japanese.
Yeah.
So you actually...
How, Davi?
Thank you, chino.
No, Davi. Oh, my God. No. So actually, Japan doesn't have inflections. So some... Like Chinese, I actually started taking Chinese and it was like you were singing. It's like up and down. But Japanese is very flat. So it doesn't go like up and down. It's not like konnichiwa. No, it's konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. And
konnichiwa.
actually Japanese sounds are very similar to Spanish. So pronunciation is easier. Fun fact.
Oof. Dropping a Natalie fun
facts
of the week.
Natalie.
Fun facts of Natalie.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm nervous to get into these
All
videos.
Right. So... You selected this first video that
Which
we're going to react
it again?
To. It was your first video ever.
Yeah, I feel like it's iconic. Like,
do you
want to
give a little
it.
Bit of backstory on this video before we post it on, like, on the screen?
Okay. Backstory about this video. So I was like very into fashion. I was like, what else do I do? All I watch on YouTube is fashion. So this is a fashion video. It's literally one outfit. It's the most generic outfit you've ever seen. And I had just purchased my Canon T3i. And I remember going up to my parents and I was like, I just purchased this. It cost me $350, like my first paycheck. They were like, you made a mistake. Take it back. That's so much money because $350, like as a college student, that's a lot of money. And I just remember you went with me. You recorded my first video.
Yeah.
It was so awkward. Like recording, I was like, Dennis, film me, but don't look at me. So he was like, it was so awkward. So we'll see. We'll see how that. Oh my God.
I'm kind of.
Dennis, so cute. How funny.
I'm already cringing. Like, it's so funny. Okay.
At least you weren't in it. I want to see one when.
I am going to put it.
Oh my God, okay. The iconic music.
Okay, put it big. We're probably going to end up getting copyright at some point in this video.
What about our reactions? Do we get
yes.
to see our reactions or no?
Well, he can change from the video to us or whatever.
Okay.
And then we'll also pause it. And I want to ask you, how do you feel about it?
Or you could put this here so we could see it and then they could see our reaction.
No.
Okay, fine. Whatever. outfit of the day.
Did you use Final Cut for this?
Yes. Oh, let's keep seeing the video, actually. Oh my god, all that jewelry is Colombian. It's gonna get really loud. Hold on.
I'm gonna drop down this volume a little bit.
I was like, ooh, that's so cool. And Natalie's outlet. Pack. Wait. Let's go back to the video because it's like cold. That we could just leave it on the video. Yeah.
Yeah, just leave the video.
Literally cold.
Cold shorts.
So trendy. Oh my god, that little belt.
579? What is 579?
That doesn't exist anymore.
JCPenney.
Aw, Lauren Conrad, Colombian necklace.
That wasn't even a complete sentence.
Not the toe shots.
For free. You didn't even charge for that.
God.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I remember editing that video. It took me forever. And just like the you know?
It's another one of our videos. It's actually playing in the background.
I don't remember that song ever.
I don't remember it either.
Okay, anyways.
Oh, that's fun. You're going to get surprised.
So that was my first video. And I still remember my first subscriber. Her name was Anna. She also started a channel at the time. And I remember, like, I just remember that moment when I was like, oh, one subscriber. I didn't tell anybody. You were the only one that knew, obviously, because you recorded the video.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, nobody knew. It all grew very organically.
How did you feel the moment you uploaded that first video?
So good. You know, one thing that a lot of people ask is, how do you have the courage to upload when some of your friends might see it or people from school? That's so embarrassing. Literally nobody will see your video. It's so hard to get discovered. It's so hard. So that's the one thing I noticed. It's like, you'll check the video and it's like, two views. And it's you.
You're watching your own video.
So I felt really accomplished because YouTube had been something that I had literally been praying about. Like, I was like, I really want to start this channel. I'm scared. I had thought about it for like 2 years before starting and I just never did it. So doing it, I felt accomplished.
I think currently.
Tell me that.
Go there, you say it.
Maybe the passion you have that 2 years, that's why you make free.
What?
Hizo producto. Wait, todos esos años de...
Fruition.
Yeah.
Oh, like in those 2 years, I thought a lot about it.
Okay, wait.
No, wait. Can I just say something, Navi? Don't worry, because the next episode, we're going to be speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
So you can make fun of us.
So the next episode is all going to be in Spanish.
So when we're like... You can make fun of us.
Okay, wait.
Okay. Yeah.
I gotta get my thoughts together. Okay. So what I was going to ask was, currently,
yeah,
people post to TikTok and to all these social media websites all the time, right? And their expectations are that their friends are going to see it. They kind of create content for their inner circle.
Now it is that way because your friends list, it's like, do you want to share this with your phone book, right? It kind of,
yeah,
there's like a thing like that. So now your friends do see your stuff.
David, hay como un estigma entre, por ejemplo, los amigos suyos de crear contenido y ponerlo y ustedes se burlan de los videos de los demás. Or like, how does that work?
The question, let me translate. Is there a stigma within friends group that when you post videos, your friends will
Yeah,
make
you
fun
all
of-
like watch it or make fun of each other. Like,
of course, they make fun of each other and
really?
They laugh. And yeah, that's
mean.
A lot of people don't post videos for
because
that.
Because of that. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. I don't care anything. I post everything.
I remember on a previous podcast, we were talking to Samin about that and what it was like to create content in terms of like their generation. And she mentioned how like if someone blows up like a school and they're like the popular one, that other people might bully them or make fun of them.
Oh, that's so mean.
Even though like everybody aspires to be it, once you get like those haters,
everybody aspires.
A lot of people aspire to
do, but not every, yeah,
their hobby or whatever they're passionate about at a larger scale. That's all. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
What was your purpose of posting that video though? What were you aspiring to do?
I guess I wanted to be a fashion channel. I don't know. Like, literally, I had no idea. I hate fashion. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not a fashion girl. Like, I'm just not. I hate shopping. I know nothing about
it. So you learned how to edit.
Yes.
While you edited that video. Like that was your first instance ever editing.
So I did take final
production. You take it good. You make it good.
Oh, thank you. I took TV productions, but I never touched the MacBook. Like it was literally all my friends like doing stuff because we had to make videos.
Yeah.
But that's my only, like I never had any camera presence. I never like any of that. No. So let's go to the first video I talked.
So you weren't the weather girl.
Hell no.
At your local high school.
I was so shy. Literally, when people found out that I did YouTube, like years later, they were like, Natalie, you barely spoke a word in class. I was like,
So wait, you just asked me to put the first video that you ever talked.
Okay. Yeah, it was a smoky eye tutorial.
Don't put my screen yet, though. You wait. Yeah, don't put my screen.
I remember it was a smoky eye tutorial because it's so hard to actually get yourself to talk on camera.
So you have a summer casual OOTD. You didn't talk on that.
Not that one.
Easy.
It took me a while.
Elegant
to talk.
Nails. No, smoky running late hairstyles. Nope. Smoky eye tutorial.
That's the first one I actually, I think I spoke. Like I said.
Smoked out wing liner. Easy smoked out wing liner. Is that it?
I think. I don't know. But I just remember looking at myself and I'm like, do I sound like that?
Purple iridescent smoky eyes. Is that the one?
Maybe.
Is this it? That way, can you put it? Yeah. This is it.
No, but that's a voiceover.
Oh, so that's not it.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
go
shit.
Back to oldest. Hold on. What are you doing? Oh, I want to see the
put
thing.
The screen. Ponga la pantalla.
Okay. The first one I ever spoke. That one.
This one?
Yeah. Okay, what does that even say?
Autumn fall makeup tutorial. Lorac Pro Palette.
Oh, my God. Go. Fuck that. Oh, sorry. This is so awkward. Da, da, da. I still remember the song. Da, da. Oh my God. Literally trying to be like Jaclyn Hill or like Nikki Tutorials.
I'm
here.
Natalie, I'm thinking of looking on this gold cranberry and bowl lip combo. I think it's pretty essential.
I dig it. It's so funny. I love the how to win friends and influence people in the back.
Because those were all the books I was reading at the time.
This lip color for something else.
Oh, hell.
So fun.
That's it. That was it. Eyeshadow
base. That's so funny. It's nice to look back at that. It's very nice. Any comments on that? Like, what was it like doing your first voiceover?
No, it was so hard to talk to the camera. It's like you blank out, you speak like a different person. And like, even as I was editing, I was like, girl, speak up. I can't hear you.
Did you have to reshoot anything?
No.
So you went first...
I didn't have time to reshoot. I was in college. I was working. Like, I couldn't. Like, it was what it was.
Damn.
Yeah. Aw, this is sweet. Can I just say?
Yeah.
The amount of money you spend as a smaller creator is so much. That Lorac palette was like $70. That was a lot of hours of work for me. Like, I couldn't, you know what I mean?
I remember there was a palette that you spent a lot of money on. You reviewed every shade.
Ew.
Was it ColourPop?
No, it was Makeup Geek. I say ew because I spent so much money. And in that video, I don't look like myself. I'm wearing a freaking blazer. I'm reviewing it like a makeup review girl. Like, that was not me.
All right. Well, I picked the video that I wanted to look at.
All right.
It was...
Please tell me it has you in it.
When we went to get Jupiter. Or you went to get Jupiter. Okay, you can put the screen, Debbie.
We're on our way to get our dog. And I just came from the dentist. And if I bite myself a few times, that is why. We have a little box.
That's
we have
jealous.
So let's give a little bit of a premise here. What was exactly going on in this video?
So we're in Colombia. Oh, you're shaking everything, honey.
Sorry.
We're in Colombia and... I'm about to buy my golden retriever dog for $100. That's what's going on. And my sister's there and we're so excited. I had just done a huge presentation for my parents on like why I need this dog. And that was
that. Why do you think they finally let you have it?
You know, I was starting to feel very anxious at that time in my life. And I feel like YouTube was really growing for me. And I was starting to get scared. Like, it's kind of like what we were talking about yesterday, like the fear of failure.
The fear of success.
Yeah, the fear of success where I was like, how did I get all these people to watch me now?
Maybe we need another dog.
I'm good.
All right, let's go back to the video.
Dogs. And his little sister was already...
You have to go towards the end really for Jupy.
I just want
to
give a little bit of a premise of the fact that you're in the woods. looking for Jupiter.
Like they're coming in bus.
Yeah, that's so cute. That place doesn't exist anymore. Panaca. I hear that it's gone.
No.
Because we're naming
in the pandemic.
I edited this video when you're in Colombia.
Yeah, that was awesome, honey. Look at that. Can we just take a look at this? Go click that. What the hell? This is Colombia right here. Dogs on top of
what if that's his mom?
Like on top of roofs. That's what's up. That's how a dog play should be. Wait, and then take a look. Okay, no, not this part. There's my baby. There's my baby. Look at my baby. That was his sister.
So that's Jupiter, though. I don't know if you knew that.
Squeeze his little cheek.
Let me see.
So how did you feel the first time you saw?
Oh my God, in love. Literally love at first sight. In love. But that wasn't the first time I saw him. I already seen him.
I know that. I know.
I was like, I need him in my life. I just felt a connection when they took him out. I was like, oh, I need this dog. We're getting it. That's what I felt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mi bebé. Look at that little gordito. Oh, what's this? I want to go back in time.
No, son perros de compañía, pero muy tranquilos.
Ay, qué
pero muy tranquilos.
He was. He's always been a chill dog. And let me tell you, ladies and men out there, if you ever want a dog, don't go for the one that comes up to you. Because people are always like, they go, they look for the dog, and they're like, oh, this dog came up to me. I'm so excited.
It chose me.
Go for the dog that's sleeping and lazy, because they are the ones that have literally the most calm energy. And Jupiter was like that. Like, he was such a sweet, calm dog.
So that's Jupiter.
Oh, my God. Look at that face. I mean, come on. If you scroll a little bit, you'll see his dad. Right there. That's his dad.
Tell me
that doesn't look like him. Go. Press it.
Okay. I got you. Damn.
Tell me that doesn't look like Jupiter.
A little bit.
That's his dad. That looks like Jupiter 4 years ago. That's crazy.
There's a lot of Goldens in there.
Oh, my God.
I know that you ended up going into the an office.
Best day of my life. That's his mom. That's his mom. Jupy's mom. And I feel like he has her personality because she's very alert and sweet.
Ugly little dog.
I know. Nobody got it. I know. I was saying bye to it because nobody wanted the dog.
How that does feel, though.
It was sad. No, yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Oh, my God. That was the best day of my life.
So this is Jupiter's shower before he gets sold.
Best day of my life. Look how little.
Isn't it crazy? People can buy animals.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. But look at that baby. Oh, my goodness. And then he gets fluffed. He's about to get fluffed. Oh, such honestly best.
He's
day.
So calm.
He's so calm. He's always been like that. It's really beautiful. Look at that. Such a cute little pup.
Well, anyways, I want to talk about how Jupiter has affected your life and how he's impacted, work and life and everything.
Like he's impacted a lot of other people's lives too, because in the comments, a lot of people are like, I remember when you first got Jupiter. Like, a lot of people remember this vlog over on TikTok. I get a lot of comments because I did a little get ready with me and him. He's affected everything. I told you today, this morning, I was like, Jupiter literally is the joy of my life. Like, every moment I look at him, I'm happy. Really?
And me.
Yeah, but Jupiter is just, like, different.
I'm kidding.
You know? So...
So, yeah, Jupiter ended up costing us $100.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's actually been the center of many videos. We did a lot of, pet hack videos when that was popular. Gadgets. And it was working and gadgets. So,
yeah,
it was a good investment.
Oh, my God.
he brought back a lot of money.
No, my little baby. But, yeah. Oh, that's a cute video. I'm so happy we captured that. It's like a time capsule of our life. That's so sweet.
I mean, those vlogs are still on this vlog channel.
Mm-hmm. They are.
It's technically a podcast channel now, but you can actually go back
and see them.
And see, we vlogged for a couple years, on and off. And you can actually see the beginning of our lives.
That's so wild when we first got this house.
Yeah, that's actually the next video that we're going to react
really?
To.
Oh, really? I love that
one. Oh, I don't see that. I don't see.
I love that video.
So this was the second video after our wedding video.
Yeah.
And this is the video where we move in. I hate my hair in this video. For some fucking reason, I decided to do a man bun. I don't know what I was trying to do.
Interesting. I don't remember that.
So I want to know David's reaction to this video because he's never seen it before.
Let's do it.
El ninja.
Let's see.
Oh my God, our intro. What the heck?
Oh, qué duro. Let me see that.
What?
So that is this room.
Yeah.
That is actually this room. Oh. Just Armando this room. Jameson.
Why not? You didn't have a beard at all. Right?
No, se veía tan limpio.
Wait, how old were you there?
How long ago was that? 5 years ago? I was already pretty old.
Okay,
27,
28. Gotcha. But you look like so much younger.
This is when we first got actually married in court. That's our marriage.
We moved into our new home. Then Dennis turned 25.
Oh, wow, 25. Oh my. Look at our living room. Oh, me being such a great wife.
Bullshit. That was the last first and last time you make me pancakes ever.
Because I suck at making pancakes, let's be honest.
Probably another type song. No teníamos mesa.
So this is
no teníamos nada.
That's wrong.
La casa,
right? Es muy bacana porque no va creciendo con la casa.
Yeah.
And then it's also interesting to hear how there's like an echo.
I want to see the house, please. Let's
keep going.
What are we talking about? This is...
Oh my god, it was so empty.
I can do it again. And then right here is the other part of the garage. Whoa. And there's Dennis.
We had nothing.
Right here, because we don't like.
Yeah, the house is just empty.
Probably won't ever
eat much to eat.
However, I could tell him not to put it there.
It's our kitchen. It was still brown.
We bought this cool little device that like dries out
that anymore.
Things. They're, what are they called?
Uy, me gusta mucho cómo está ese momento.
Okay, we'll
show you guys in
the kitchen.
The kitchen? I know. Like that one? How it was?
En blanco. Oh,
no, I like more white.
Oh, you like more white? Yeah, we changed our kitchen. I do feel like I've made a mistake though with the white. I feel like everybody has a white kitchen, and I feel like that was real ass wood that we painted.
I think it still is.
Yeah. No, it is.
Our last.
Here, our construction company was actually supposed to add a window.
That's true.
And they didn't. So your dad ended up creating some space.
We splurged a little bit on the dining table to the point that it looked like
only had a TV, guys. That was all we purchased around that time because all our money went towards the house.
Gigantic.
Massive.
It was massive.
Okay, let's stop there because let's talk about that. When you first move into a house, you need to measure. And Dennis and I went to buy little couches, and that did not fit in our living room.
So we went to Crate and Barrel, and we purchased that sofa, right?
It was a mistake.
Huge.
Guys, it took up all the living room.
It was really bad.
Yeah. And I just remember that your dad was there, and your dad was like, no, esto se ve como un elefante. Like, he was like, this looks like an elephant in the room, and it did. And literally, you, your mom, your dad, and your uncle went into the room to hide, and I had to go and tell the people, we don't want this couch.
So we noticed it was a mistake the moment the movers placed it on the in the living room.
Yeah, it had a dent.
And we were like, we're going to have to use this as the excuse.
To get that shit out.
To tell them, hey, no, we're not going to accept this.
Yeah.
Send us a new one.
Yep.
But instead of getting the new one, we just say, hey, we want the refund.
Yeah, thank God. That was a big mistake.
If it wasn't for that dent, honestly, we would have had a huge sofa in our living room.
Yeah.
It was too big.
Too big. Too
tiny.
So from there, we go up the stairs.
Look,
we show the closet.
Wait. The stairs? Notice how...
Okay, the carpet.
No, y la cosita negra.
Sí, todo eso. Look.
Leave it.
Yeah, leave it.
Okay, so right in here, we have a closet, which will probably open up these doors, and we'll decorate...
What's up with that sweater?
These are all like our crafts and all the jumbo DIY things.
No basic crafts.
As a YouTuber, you just have it. Right or left?
Oh, Benefit left. Gave it
so
to
right
me.
So right over here, we have what we call the film room.
The film room.
So right in here, we have...
That's where we are right now.
All of our crazy equipment great. That we have built, I guess, throughout the years.
What do you think of seeing all this, Debbie?
What?
¿Cómo se siente viendo estos videos?
For me, it's crazy because I know you guys for a long time and like see you like when you are kids and now like when you grow up and buy a house. That's just crazy how life just passed the time and we don't know anything.
You know, I'm very appreciative that we vlog these things.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if watching vlogs makes other people want to vlog.
Yes.
Por ejemplo, viendo esto.
Happened to me. No, guys, I come here and you guys do this and I me provoca empezar a bloguear. Yo me provoca empezar a decir, yo soy Orlando. Pero yo como voy a todas partes, me provoca empezar a grabar.
And honestly, I'm thinking you so should.
Much. Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's a time capsule of life. That's why it's so beautiful. You look back and you feel what you had in that moment.
You know, YouTube originally, I don't think was meant for people to blow up and become like famous. Mm. The way that I used to see YouTube was like uploading family videos into like a catalog where you saved content off your computer for yourself, right?
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, it was like YouTube. And so it wasn't really like if you wanted to share it with an aunt or an uncle, but then like views obviously started to take off. And then apparently like random strangers could see your videos. And then it started interconnecting and like these community forums started appearing and all this stuff. But like for a lot of people, vlogs were for themselves. It was like home videos.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be anything you wanted to really share.
And that's actually how I feel about our vlogs recently. I want to capture those moments because I think about like, you don't know down the line, like who in the video is no longer going to be there. I know it's morbid, but it's also like, you know, Jupiter's getting older, for example. It's so nice to see from literally a baby to like now his senior years.
It's also like, you know, if you ask your parents, like bring out those old baby videos or whatever, they have to whip out like the VHSs, the DVDs and all that stuff. And now it's like, just open up the YouTube channel and then look at the vlogs.
Yeah.
It's like a way to, you know, categorize and have a catalog of stuff.
Is there any video that embarrasses you?
Bro, there's so many.
Oh. Well, what que más le da pena de todo, for real. I want to see.
Okay.
El que más se dice, uy, qué pena, yo no quiero ver ni ese video.
I have a big list here. I think the Rosalina one was actually kind of embarrassing.
Really?
Was it embarrassing to you? No. Okay. Let's talk about Rosalina. Who's Rosalina, Natalie?
Rosalina. Okay. So Rosalina was my evil twin sister.
The alter ego.
Yeah. I started her because I saw people like Liza Koshy, Lily Sings, Miranda Sings have like an alter ego. And I was like, yeah, let's do like the Hispanic, over-exaggerated, dramatic woman.
And who loves Ricky Martin.
Who loves Ricky Martin and loves to dance salsa. And that was her.
And you still dance salsa to this day?
Yeah.
All right. So this was the premiere episode where Rosalina appears for the first time ever.
This is like a movie.
This video is currently at 22 million
what
views.
It's
dang. Crazy stuff.
And you know, before this starts,
this shot.
Can we just talk about this shot? So we had purchased a lens. And we had our new editor, Alejandro. Mm. And so yeah. Alejandro wanted to do more than just edit. And so we had promised him that he could be on set and help film. And so he was actually behind the camera helping both you and I decide on the shots.
So helpful. He actually makes an appearance in this video, which is hilarious. My God,
such a funny scene. But
we got him in last minute, but let's go.
So we moved all the furniture in the house to get this particular shot.
Yes. Oh, who's calling? It's Rosalina.
This is like a movie, like
literally,
he said.
Literally, it is. It's my twin sister. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's here?
Wait, you have a twin?
Yeah, we were celebrating my birthday. Rosalina?
No.
Just beat the hardest level in the game.
The Rosalina is so funny.
Wait, you're not gonna. Oh my God. No.
Okay, let's talk about it for a moment, right? Before creating this type of content, you stuck to
life hacks.
Life hacks. That was our first phase. Like, I would say, like, our channel went through so many phases.
My first phase was fashion. Then it was makeup. Then it was life hacks. Life hacks is what really grew my channel.
Yeah.
Then it got into like this higher production type of storytelling, which is this with characters.
This is good. You guys do a good job.
I love Ricky Martin.
I don't even know what to say about this. It's just too funny.
I mean, it's just
how staged was this? I can't remember how the script was. No, the script.
Oh, it was so scripted. We would take days.
En la casa de los papás.
Yeah. Papás. Yeah, yeah.
So we actually mixed in pranks into this.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So I guess it was our prank
era. Go to where Alejandro appears, please.
Okay, I'll do it before I do it.
So backstory is we needed Was it this video though? I don't know.
I don't know if it was this video.
Go to the end.
Whenever we would have
let me see this one.
Thank you, Ricky.
Whenever we had dumb ideas, we just go with it. You know, it was actually very smosh. Like, it was very skit.
Nice.
We would take days filming.
We would take
this.
A long time filming these.
So long.
Rice and beans.
Hey.
Guys, didn't really good. Era como los pequeños detalles.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's just really find out if that Alejandro seems
here. Oh my god,
here.
He is.
Yes, he is. He's there.
Wait, go back to the beginning. Go.
Oye.
That's sexy.
Very sister.
The way he changes his voice.
Who, that? That's just my stepbrother.
Your stepbrother? Wow.
Whoa, what's that look?
Anyways, so that was the Rosalina videos. Those, like, I'm literally, like, sweating right now. It's, like, so...
They're so iconic.
Cringy and funny, but, like, it was great for its time.
No, they're iconic. Look at the production. And it was just you, me, and Alejandro.
It was just us three.
Really great.
And then we would work till so late. We would work till, like, 12 o'clock at night, probably.
No, honey. Oh, yeah.
Lots of times we would work till 12.
Yeah, and we'd start really early, yeah. No, I was thinking about the Halloween one that we worked the night, like, till morning.
We needed to wait for nighttime in order to film. So we worked from, like, 9 till 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That was fun. What was up with all that dedication? Why were we so dedicated?
It was fun. People really liked Rosalina. I mean, look, 22 million views. Like, people really liked
it. You guys love with the...
Yeah, we loved...
Eran comprometidos con la serie. Entonces, por eso es que les encantaba.
Yeah. And it was just fun.
I'm going to show you Menstrual Disc.
What's that one?
Menstrual Disc, the vlog.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see Menstrual Disc anymore?
I want to see it.
No, all right. We don't have to see it.
¿Por qué?
I'm going to put our first million view video. That was also another one of the ones I actually wanted to see.
Yeah, if you guys want to see Menstrual Disc, you can check it out for yourself.
So this is the
god,
beginning.
Lower that
this
volume.
Is the beginning
Ow.
Of your hack phase.
That was the first million
view video. 1.8.
Put it from the beginning.
8 years ago.
Lower the volume. Not all of this transition.
I remember all those shots. You and I would just be in your room and film that.
Hello, I'm Natalie.
Look at that exposure. Oh my god.
It's so bright. It's so bright.
Can we pause it real quick? Because I loved a white background. And this is the problem. I would overexpose myself and then saturate the shit out of my skin.
That's awful. And you would tell me... expose this to the point where they can't notice there's a door back there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I also love how you only did your foundation on this part of
no,
your face.
And not the it's the saturation. I mean, it's the exposure.
No.
I'm trying to hold on to the little bits and pieces of summer that I have left. Therefore, I will refer to
it. So were hacks already popular and you just kind of got into it? Or did you just kind of decide to do hacks around this time?
I think they started getting popular. I think we had people like, My Life is Ava, I think, was trying to do hacks, and Alicia.
So. Like I said, back to school season is around the corner, so I just
ended up doing
a lot
season.
Of DIY decor videos and just a lot of fun DIY videos. So if you find yourself
the audio is so bad. Ow.
Situation of being it's okay. The class, what you do is you put yourself on.
Your voice is so different. It's light. It's a very light, girly voice.
It girly, yeah.
Into a jar, and what this does is amplify the sound so that you hear it.
I also think that you kind of get comfortable with your own voice. Like, you don't really... This has always been my voice, but I have never... Even on camera, it's different. You know what I mean? I feel like the podcast is more like my everyday voice versus like, hey guys, welcome back. So.
Pictures of all the clothing that you've ever...
These videos would take... so long, like a ridiculous amount of time, and then you would go ahead and edit at night.
Yep, I mean, that's all the time I had,
And you would post to. Three of these a week.
Yeah.
It's just silence. It's the bombest thing there
it
is.
It was my and favorite thing to do because I hated school.
Oh my goodness.
Like, this was the time for me, you know?
Obviously don't want to get to this point. So what you're going to do is download an app called Self Control, which is just going to not allow.
Anyways,
I hated school. So this was honestly an outlet for
life
me.
Hacks for back to school. Natalie's outlet. That was an era.
It was an era.
What made you pivot out of hacks?
What did I pivot into? I can't remember.
You pivoted
lazy
into
lazy stuff. Sleep.
Yes.
Oh, that was iconic too, though.
So that was our first million view video.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to react to our first viral video.
I remember.
Okay.
Backstory. This one.
Hacks every girl should know.
Backstory. Literally. Oh, I thought it was the Valentine's Day one. Oh my God, what the hell? You can't even see me.
Okay. Talk to you mentioned Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I didn't pick that one.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I watched it and I didn't think it was okay. Like
that was the first one I remember that went viral though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about
200K viral?
Mm-hmm.
This one is.
Oh, really? 200K viral?
This one's 14 million viral.
That was my first viral video. I think I was doing something different at that time. I think I start the video by saying something about if you're a guy or a girl. Like, I included guys, which most girls were like, hey, girls, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like, welcome, you know? I also really emphasize, like, we can be weird on this channel. Well, all the other lifestyle girls were trying to be so perfect. So that was, I think, my whole like shtick.
Let's watch this intro real quick.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Today's video is going to be on hacks that every girl should know. Let's be honest. Being a girl can be quite tricky. We deal with a lot of stuff and my boyfriend doesn't agree. He's like, no.
That's so bullshit. You threw me under the bus there.
Oh, you guys get it easy. You guys let me know down below. Give this video a thumbs up if you think that it's kind of hard to be a girl. It really is.
Let's see how many people agreed that it was hard to be a girl. How many likes did this video get?
It is hard.
Oh, they removed likes.
They did? That's a damn shame. Hell no. I'm sure a lot.
I'm pretty sure it was way over like 200K.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
This video will teach you a whole bunch of things that you've never
seen. Oh, you collab with somebody.
I did. I collaborated with someone.
Life easier. I mean, we're already girls.
For those of you that didn't know what collabs used to be like on YouTube, this is what a collab used to be like. You're about to see it.
Girls, we run the world. Girls, we run the world. Girls. It's also a collaboration with my lovely friend here on YouTube, Beauty with Tashi. She's amazing.
Does she still create content?
Really?
I have no idea.
She's just really pretty.
That was probably the last time we talked. Really
So make sure you guys check out her video. She's also going to be doing a beauty hacks video. So, you know, just in case you need any more.
I'm going to scroll through it a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was high production. You took the time to really create look good stuff for it.
But yeah, these were easier because I would do them on.
Out a lot, especially if you're in a hurry.
I would do them on my table. So it was easier. It was a good format for me. Like, I had time.
So you can knock it out.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have tarantula legs going down.
Tarantula legs.
I'm just shocked at the exposure. Like, shit. That's what's shocking.
The amount of engagement. And the community you were starting to build here was crazy.
21,000 comments. That's crazy.
Wow. That's intense.
That was my prime. Actually, that wasn't my prime.
That wasn't prime.
My prime was sleep.
The next one.
Oh, the next one?
I have it here, yeah.
Okay.
So the next video was our first prank video. So
which one was it?
We went from pranks into school. Okay. I would say school was like our prime. I don't even think pranks was our prime.
Okay, I could see that.
But before all that, I feel like we're reacting too much. I want to ask you emotionally, like, how do you feel looking back at these videos? I want to have a little bit of a conversation right now. I feel like it's a lot of viewing.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel really proud. Like, I do. Sometimes I think about these videos, and I'm like, you know? But, like, looking at the Rosalina, like, that was great. That was funny. And, like, it was good. I don't know. It's fun.
It was a time, in our lives.
Natural.
Yeah. It's not like Hollywood. It's like TV. It's just like fun, you know, little things. So I'm really proud of that time.
I would always just look into it as a, you know, I'm having fun filming it. I don't mind posting it.
I will also say it grew me as a creative because it taught me how to script. It taught me about story. It taught me about like sound effects, like comedic flow and timing, A lot. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move into the first prank video we ever posted. This was another time. This was the time that I felt like I can't even explain how viral
I see you guys on Snapchat. Like one day I go through Snapchat and I see you in Life Hacks.
Really?
Like other channel, just you both. Las caras vendiendo el chicalo.
This is wild. And it's so simple. Can you put Natalie's face right now? It's so funny. You're just like...
I know a lot of you are actually kind of...
So what do you think looking back at these?
I mean, it was strategic.
Tell me about it.
So like, yeah, it might look easy, but I like strategized that. I thought to myself, I actually went to Colombia during that time. And I was like, oh, this is so interesting. I notice a lot of prank videos are very viral here. Because you know how when you're in like Colombia, you see different videos show up?
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw a video that didn't have any speaking and it had millions of views, meaning that everybody could understand it, right? So I was like, we've never done a non-talking video. Let's try it. And that's what really hit the nail, because everybody, didn't matter where you were, you could be in it, like it didn't matter, you could understand this video. Because it was like a Tom and Jerry silent effect.
I would say this was the first video of ours that went global. Like it was that level of virality.
Because you could see it in the analytics.
And like the whole world saw this video.
No.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Think how many about views
it.
Does it have?
It has 55 million.
Okay.
The amount of
I was
exposure,
at Mr. Beast level.
Yes. So we were like the Mr. Beast before Mr. Beast at this point. We were knocking out between 20 to 50 million views per video.
That's
around
true.
This time. It was ridiculous.
That is crazy.
I'm really happy that we never really let it get to our head. We just kind of buckled down and kept making videos. And that was it. It was just like
look at Dennis.
Really simple stuff.
So little, no muscle.
Can you put me now? And then put that, Dennis. And then put me now. I don't know. I just don't have a beard.
And
then I was
muscle.
Very thin. I was very thin.
Oh, Professor Dennis.
Oh, shit.
Joshua.
These work. It's really crazy looking back at this. It's very sound effect heavy.
It's very
focused on the music.
That's what I was telling you, that it took me a long time with these because of the sound. Everything had a sound. And it wasn't just like whatever was in the video. It's like, no, how could that sound different? Like, you know?
So yeah, prank phase. Do you regret it? How do you feel about it? What are your thoughts about it?
No, I don't regret it. I'm happy we evolved from it for sure. I would have hated to have stayed in that.
I never felt like you were like proud of it.
You know, I think what really brought me down was when I had my first manager and he was like, nobody's going to want to work with you because these videos don't show people respect, if that makes sense. So like, what are you going to do? You're going to make a prank out of this Crayola pen? Like Crayola's not going to want to work with you, right? So I think that really discouraged me, but it also helped me in understanding, yeah, I can't stay in that. It gets a lot of views, but is there a relationship? Is there personability? Like, no, there isn't.
So that was phase one. This is like the MCU. This is like the Marvel Universe. We went through multiple phases.
Oh my God, Dennis. Right? You really talk like a manager.
I'm so proud of these.
I love that.
I really am.
Though. It's nice.
So MCU, Marvel Universe, phase one, Natalie, pranks, beauty hacks, and at the beginning, makeup, fashion, all that stuff that you tested out. And then there's only so many creators I think have pivoted ever within their career. And you know what's good is that we pivoted before the content dropped. Like even in the peak of its views, we decided to pivot multiple times and they would continue to work. So let's go into phase two, Natalie. See the difference
just
in the filming.
That
so
was
here
phase
we
two?
Talked. This was phase two.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
What?
Re-in this shower? Was acting with voiceovers, a little bit more animation.
Fear not, have a solution.
That's true.
This weird tool spa is going to help you maintain beautiful hair whether unexpected rain decides to ruin your parade. Check out this waterproof backpack. And the best part is, cool day that much better, and you'll fuel up some extra Z's anytime, anywhere.
So I always believed that this type of content would be great for brands and to work with brands.
100%.
And we never really like made it work that way.
No, we never. Matter of fact, you know those Frixen pens?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got them into stores.
I believe it.
Because nobody knew about them. And also, Schmoko, there's another brand in there that was all about heating your hands.
I remember that.
Nobody knew about them either. And then all of a sudden, like, they're in stores. They're like sold out. You know, I mean, how many views does that have?
So this video, the other one had 50 million.
Those after that,
this one had 24 million.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, one of the, just like you mentioned, the Frixen pens, Frixen or whatever, were very central to our thumbnails. And so, like, our thumbnails are very centered around, like, erasing pens, like, designs, erasing designs. Mm-hmm. And they were also, like, you're literally holding it in the video. You're holding a blue Frixen pen. Like, yeah, we indirectly did promo for other brands.
We did, yeah.
Stay warm. These are heat.
Are those the Smoko?
Yeah, those are the ones.
And connect to your computer or to the wall for some heat. Use these if you have a lot of typing to do.
I mean, it was like really advanced product reviews.
Yeah.
Basically.
It was different.
That's the Frixen pens.
Buy these pens. Seriously, they are the best thing to ever happen.
They really
to my
are.
School life career, if that's a thing. It doesn't matter how hard you press when you.
I remember that. Yeah, Frixens weren't being sold at Target, CVS, anywhere.
No, it was a Japanese product that you could only really get online.
I remember you got them on Amazon, I think.
I don't think they were on Amazon. I got them like through Japan.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think what was cool about these videos, it required a lot of research. It required having an eye for, yeah, I think my audience will really like that. And it could become something very viral that's useful in their life. And then it required like actually getting the stuff.
I love how you have your ring on.
What ring? Oh, I was married. Oh, or engaged. Engaged. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
So let's talk about something real quick.
What is the difference between married and engaged?
Comprometida. Estaba comprometida.
No casa.
No casa.
Okay.
Engaged.
¿Sabes la diferencia?
No. That's the reason I asked.
Oh, really?
Comprometido es cuando yo le digo, Natalie, ¿se quiere casar conmigo? Ella me dice que sí.
So I wear it.
Entre el tiempo en el que ella me dijo que sí y nos casamos, el acto de casar es comprometido.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just this ring. This
es un anillo.
Okay. This one.
Okay, okay.
Y cuando uno se casa, le dan el otro.
This one.
You get the other one when you get actually married.
So that means, Abby, you got to save your money for two rings.
Two rings.
Damn.
Two rings. And as a guy, you only get one.
Damn. That's bullshit. Crazy.
Okay. So we've seen the prank video. Mm. We've saw the first million view video. And we just saw this video. Right? Do any of these work nowadays, or would they work nowadays, and why wouldn't they work?
Maybe
if they don't?
Maybe on Facebook or a different platform, but no, they wouldn't work nowadays.
And what is it with these videos that wouldn't work?
That a lot of people have already seen a form of this. It's nothing new. It was new for its time, right? But this has already been done. So it's going to come off as like cheesy. It's going to maybe come off as a little salesy, maybe.
This was really innovative back then. I would say it was like within its era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people would say that we should have maybe done more of them or kept going with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really happy that like when we buried the hatchet and we stopped doing whatever type of content this was, we stopped.
I don't think I could have kept going. Like it was tiring, you know what I mean? Like there's only so much and it's not fun anymore. And I think that's where it's really difficult to be a creator, because you get such a high so quickly. Every time you upload, there's like a high, you know, every time you get a view, there's like a high, and that isn't sustainable forever. Like one thing I remember hearing was, it's really hard to get to the top, but it's harder to stay at the top. And it's true. It takes a lot of energy.
All right. We're going to go into our next video. I think this is the last one that we're actually going to... Phase three, Natalie's outlet. So I felt like this was a new phase for you.
It was.
So What was this phase? Can you explain this phase before we actually watch the video? DIY morning hacks or relays in person should know.
Yeah, all these phases were, you know what? I was like, girl, I'm lazy. And I was like, what would be some useful things for problems that I have in my everyday life? Waking up, going to sleep early, all of that stuff. And so that's where these videos came up. They were like useful hacks to help people with those issues, if that makes sense.
It's crazy to believe that all of these ideas came from your head.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
like you just decided to do this one day, put on a beret and look at the camera.
Oh my God, not with the hair.
Put the screen real quick. Put on a beret, look at the camera and I'm so lazy attitude and it worked.
But it was natural to me. That's the thing. You know, I wasn't being anyone I wasn't.
Raise your hand if you're lazy.
I'm lazy. I'm lazy. We're all lazy.
In this case, if that's you, give this video a thumbs up. I'm going to show you my ride or die lazy.
I also believe that this is the time where we started to do the most giveaways.
Oh my God, it was crazy. Hold on, I'm doing a huge giveaway. We would do, I mean, lucky subscriber, yeah.
We would send out cameras and computers and iPhones and bags and school supplies all the time.
We would.
This is in the studio. I just realized.
No, that isn't.
It's not?
Nope, that's our house. That. It looks like it is, but it's not. We didn't have a nightstand yet.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I just saw the GoPro shot that I told you to do.
We just curl up for a moment. Oh, that feels nice. And then I'll get in your...
Iconic. You don't even have a TV. Yeah, don't have anything.
On some warm socks, have a cozy sweater by your side, and you're ready.
So we're creating content instead of an empty house. I just realized that.
And it stayed empty for years.
We wasted all our money on the house.
No, it wasn't why. We just didn't put love and effort into our house.
It was just all about filming and creating content.
We were so busy.
If you're still
okay, like for example, yesterday, right? Actually, I really like this next shot. Okay. Can you just flip it real quick? Because I really remember we tried really hard on it. Like, it's the POV. And then it's like, let's feel what it's like.
You know, I never realized that this hack or whatever was with sparkling water. I always thought it was just normal water.
I don't remember.
It's going to help you wash out pores without being harsh.
I like this one where I dunk my head in and then we get the perspective. Like, we would experiment a lot. Carbonated water may irritate your acne. If like just that shot, can you pause? That shot took us like an hour and a half.
It took a long time
to do. It looks like I just got up, I sat down, you're seeing my perspective, and then it's just like that. But it's like, no, like Alejandro would be like, Natalie, like I can't see your face. And I'm like,
you can actually see Alejandro's reflection on the refrigerator right here.
Let me see.
There it
is. Yeah. That was fun. And brightening face mask. So you'll cute. Feel much more awake
and your skin will I feel like these are more in line with current Natalie.
They could be.
A bit more. I can see it. And like just even the expressions and the movement and like it reminds me of you now.
But here's the thing. I don't think I could ever do that again.
Nah, fuck that. I wouldn't even want to do it.
And I think that's where it gets really difficult because to maintain a level of viewership, you have to do a level of work. You get tired. You get lazy. And like, how do you expect to always show up when you don't really get a break? You know, like the reason our house was not really organized was because we had no time. We didn't sit in our living room. I remember it was like how long into like 4 years into us living here like that we sat down and watched a movie because we were so busy. Like, yeah. I don't want that life anymore.
Yeah, it was robotic for a long time.
Yeah.
What a seep.
Huh?
What a seep.
What is ASMR. Oh, that was another phase. My ASMR phase. Iconic.
So, I want to talk about our current phase. So we're currently doing vlogs. Mm-mm. And then like it's just like a known thing that vlogs don't
do that well.
Propel
a channel
in this way.
Yeah.
Like they're just not going to get like that snowball global effect that we were looking at, right?
Yeah.
So why do I feel like everybody's doing vlogs now? Like, is there anybody creating that type of content we were creating before?
I mean, I can't speak for everybody.
Feels like it.
But I feel that it's just a new phase. you're right. You can't get as many subscribers anymore. You know, you're not going to get as many views. But I also feel like we don't have to be doing this anymore. So, like, why would I put myself in that position where I'm working 14-hour days? I don't have to do that anymore. Like, this is the bare minimum. I'm happy and I still like what I'm doing.
Is there a place to be able to get that many views?
Like before?
Is TikTok the place now to get something like that?
Yeah, yes, I think. Right?
But not at that consistency.
Perhaps. I don't know yet. Like,
no, Charli D'Amelio. She get millions and millions. Every video she posts just dancing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I think, I also think it depends on the person. That's the thing. Like, if you're hungry for this, you can do a lot. I'm not that hungry anymore. Like, I'm just not. And that's the reality of my life. Like, I've been very blessed. I worked really hard and now I'm really enjoying it, right? I don't see myself being able to keep up with that pace forever. And I don't, and that's the sad thing. And a lot of creators don't realize the longevity of this. It's very short. You really have to take advantage. And I do believe that it is short because even if you look at your favorite creators, you'll notice that there's a period of time where they really thrive. And then there's a period of time where they're kind of like behind the curtain now. They're enjoying their life. They're like, they're just doing like you. For me, this isn't the life. Like, I could not keep that up. I wouldn't be able to.
What about the current like situation of us vlogging and doing stuff? Is this sustainable?
You know, I asked myself that yesterday. I still don't know for real. Like, this is still a job. Like, I'm still putting in the work. I'm clocking in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, it might look casual. Oh, she's doing her makeup. Like, no, I'm on a time crunch, you know? Like,
And guys, you don't believe, but I know that because I buy this in, behind this, they have a process, they have something to do. Everything is scheduled. So,
yeah, because David has been working with us. And so he, when he was here, I remember because we used to film these on Fridays, remember? And it was like all of us and like every second of the day is kind of scheduled and measured, right? So I asked myself, is this sustainable long term? Like when we have kids, I don't know. That's the fear because I want to be able to give into them. And also I want to be able to really savor my life. I don't know if I have fully. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, thank you for tuning into today's video. We've looked at old videos. I would implore that some of you link below some of your favorite videos that we've posted in the last 10 years. It could be a vlog. It could be a main channel video. Maybe some stuff that was here before was a podcast.
That would be cute to know. Yeah, like what video has stood out the most? Or even like what's the first video you watched of ours? That'd be really cute to
see. Like what video just stands out to you? Like, hey, that's my favorite Natalie video.
Yeah.
You know that like, and it's nice to also see that it left a mark on the viewer.
I think
and not just
the most-
us, the creator.
That's the most special part for sure. Like when people comment, like you were my childhood, like I'm like, I'm such a part of your like life. And I'll still meet girls who are now much older. And when they see me, they're like shaking and they're crying and they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, are you Natalie? Like, I haven't seen you in a while, but like you were my childhood.
And that just happened to us this weekend.
And to be able to make someone still feel like that is incredible.
You seem great.
Well, anyways, podcast every 4 p.m. Eastern time, Fridays.
Give us a like, because if you give us a like, the algorithm tells you that you really like this content. That really helps us. So give us a like, subscribe, share it with a friend if you enjoy it, and share it on social media because we love seeing it.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Hey.
Goodbye. Bye.